Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no everyone. Want to welcome you once again to 99.5 FM, The Word. This is Free Inside Ministry, as Brother Jack Waters had just told you on our introduction. And I don't know where any of you were last night, but let me tell you, if you were at the Blaisdell at Passion 2014, I got three words to tell you what happened there. Wow, wow, wow.
Wow.
Oh, now I got four. My sound effects board is back in the house. Got my
almost
lovely...
Almost like a lion. Wow.
Okay, easy, Tiger. Easy. You know, we're going to have a great show tonight. We're going to have a great program
Amen.
Tonight, you know, in the name of Jesus. You know, just want to welcome everyone for tuning in tonight, you know. For those of you, want to let you know, we're going to start off with our post office box. We've been getting a lot of mail. For all those of you who have written us from WCCC all the way to OCCC in Halava and even Saguaro, thank you so much. It's
thank
Free
so
Inside
much.
Ministry, P.O. Box 89253. That's P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. I didn't have to use ink on my hand to remember that. It's in my brain. Got all fired up for Jesus. Got back from a short vacation. Got fired up at Passion 2014. But we also have an email, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And for those of you on the Facebook social media, please check out our page, Free Inside Ministry. Up to almost 4,768 listener or fans and 45 countries and 45 languages.
Amen.
And God's just blowing that up. And you have all those things that are going on in the various facilities.
God is good.
And God is just doing a bang up job. And it's not anything about what we do, but man, it sure is about everything
Amen.
God does through us, you know. And, you know, we got a great word tonight. And I'm going to share something that Pastor Louis Giglio has shared last night. But I'm not sure if any of you have heard of the name Chris Tomlin, because you might have been living under a rock, you might have been living in a cave or in a submarine, but if you know anything about contemporary Christian music today in America, Chris Tomlin only has 24 albums. He only has 177 songs. Only has probably half of the hits that are on the top 20 right now.
How great is our God?
Oh, he got it. You know, he's the God of the city. I mean, just time and time again. And, you know, starting next week, we're going to be able to have some music on our program. We're going to be able to play a song or two
Boy,
for you.
Amen.
But last night, let me tell you, from young to old, from short to tall,
all
from
generations.
Skinny to Momona, from baby to tutu, the Blaisdell was rocking. I'm telling you.
On fire.
I mean, wait, okay. So usually, and I'm going to share this for those of you who have gone to concerts that might not have been of a Christian orientation, such as all of us, you might have gone to a concert and they'll start up like with the warm-up band,
just
you know,
la-di-da-di-da-di,
la-di-da-di-da-di, warm-up band, then the introduction, and the main band comes in. If you get an hour out of the main band, the main act, the main thing you're going there to see, you say, that's pretty good. That's a nice concert.
Well, don't forget, it starts with a cocktail at the secular concerts.
Oh, I forgot all about that. That was another life. But, well, you know, they didn't have any drunken brawls last night because no one can drink when we go Christian concert. But last night, we start off, and so we think, okay, Crowder, you know, he used to be with the David Crowder band, but they broke up, so now he's just Crowder.
They're Duck Dynasty.
And they look like Duck Dynasty, but let me not date some of those. Before Duck Dynasty was ZZ Top, okay? So can
okay,
I have one for
like
ZZ Top?
They look like ZZ Top.
Yeah. Bung, bung. I mean, anyway, it was just great. So normally, and then you had Pastor Louis Giglio to share a word, so we figured normally you would assume that, okay, Crowder, he's not the main act, so Crowder can
He'll start.
And then Chris Tomlin will come in, and then Pastor Giglio will share a word, and then we'll close it with a nice song, and then we can all go home and go to bed.
Right.
And we're going to start at 7 o'clock because it's a Christian concert. We're going to start at time. Wrong. We didn't start on time because people were lined up.
They
thousands.
Were still coming in.
And thousands and thousands. It was a sellout last night at the Blaisdell. We're going like,
Amen.
Wow, Tuesday night sellout. Unreal, Jesus. And just a wonderful job to all the people that were setting up the stage, the lighting, the cameras with New Hope, John Tilton, Tim Savage, Pastor
yes,
Louis Hillion, and
Lord.
His beautiful bride out front taking care of the passion tables
Amen.
for the concert, you know, selling all of the CDs and books and what they had out. Just a wonderful evening of the body of Christ coming together in unity, you know, one church, one heart, one body, God. One mind, one God, one
Amen.
Spirit. When there is unity in the brethren, the Lord, he doesn't ask, he doesn't request, he doesn't suggest, he commands a blessing.
Amen.
And I think last night there was
a culmination.
There was a time when we had, you know, like before, okay, let me step back. People used to tell me, before at concerts, you know when you get all excited, what you do? Flick the bic, right? Turn on the lighter, right? Hey, we get cell phones now, bro. No need to burn your hand. So they said, turn on the lights. You know, he can make the phone light up. Oh my goodness, the Blaisdell erupted into thousands and thousands of starlights, and it looked like you're up in heaven with all the stars yes. looking down on the earth. Man, I'm telling you, it felt like it was
in heaven. We were in heaven, beloved.
But from the first downstroke of Chris Tomlin, man, that boy was jumping like he had ants in his pants. That boy was like a Mexican jumping bean. He was up all over that stage. He was jumping so hard, I got tired. And I was in the fourth row. If I jump like
eighth row,
okay. It looked like the fourth. It was kind of big in my eyes. But, you know, the thing I'm trying to tell you, my brothers and sisters, is like, if I jump like that, two things would have happened. One, I would have got hurt. Two, 911 would have been the second call. Concert over. Done. Pound. So I love all the skinny guys out there. Jump for me. I'll give you $5.
Amen.
But just a wonderful time. But, you know, it's actually scriptural about, you know, coming to praise and worship our Lord and Savior. Now, you know, church is a wonderful place to go on Sundays. It's a beautiful building filled with a lot of nice people.
We love going to church.
And church is great because you're there with your brothers and sisters in Christ. And you're going to sing a few nice songs and it's going to get really holy roly.
Amen.
But when you come and you just buckle loose for Jesus, I'm telling you, because in the scriptures, as Lynn's going to share with
you. Yes, my brothers and sisters, you know, in the Bible, it talks about true worshipers. And last night was 7,000 plus people coming together and coming expectantly. And so I'd like to share in Psalm 100, it says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations."
You know, and to keep following with that, in the book of Psalms, that was in Psalms 100. If you were to turn to Psalms 150, when you're feeling a little down and a little out and a little under the weather, check this out. It goes, "Praise the Lord.
Praise
God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with the timbrel and dancing.
Woo-hoo!
Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals.
Hallelujah.
Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." That's a Ron Canole song, man. But, you know, last night we was rocking the house.
We were praising the Lord.
You know, and, you know, you put all those lights, you know, from the phones. And, you know, I think, like, God was sitting up in heaven and the energy was so electric and everything. You know, it's like all the little lights made, like, the one big laser beam shot straight up to heaven to the top of the Blaisdell roof. And God said, "Oh, let me bless my peeps down in Honolulu, Hawaii, praising my name. Let me just put a blessing over the Blaisdell. Let me bless their families.
Amen.
Let me bless their friends. Let me bless their neighbors. Let me bless their work. Let me bless their kids. Let me just bless them."
Hey, God started with stopping the tsunami. Amen.
Oh, that was a good blessing, you know. Amen. And but there was a lot of praise and worship going last night.
Amen.
And, you know, you cannot deny the Holy Spirit. Amen. You cannot deny when God comes in and you have to say, "Excuse me, Jesus, can you move over? I want to get closer to the stage." You know, so many testimonies this morning we received when I was on the fish this morning from 5 to 9 with Brother Jack Waters. We had you want to talk about miracles. You want to talk about testimony. I want to share that because you might not have been able to hear it. And, you know, I don't know where this program is going tonight, but we're going to go with Jesus, if that's all right with you, because we're spirit-filled and spirit-led tonight.
In the
name
with the flow.
Name of Jesus.
Go with the flow.
That's right. You know, and so this lady had called this morning.
Amen.
And she said that, you know, the concert was yesterday, so the concert was Tuesday night, last night at 7 p.m. She said, "Brother Bula, at 3 a.m. on Tuesday morning, I was lying in a bed emergency room of Queens Hospital. I had a bad, bad situation with my stomach, but I knew that I was going to be healed by the name of Jesus because I told my daughter we were going to the concert and I had bought my tickets. And she said she prayed to God, prayed to get healed so she could go worship his name at the Blaisdell at Passion 2004. She had promised her daughter.
Amen.
And she was able to be released from the hospital. She said she came down to the Blaisdell. Now, the seats she had weren't the greatest. They're kind of like
up on the second floor
in the upper part of the arena. And she said, you know what? We were sitting there and it was so unbelievable, Brother Bullet.
She goes, ran downstairs.
The last 20 minutes, we ran down to the front of the stage and I danced like David danced before Jesus. I danced in front of him.
She danced a victory.
Danced, and she said, her daughter said, see, mommy, Jesus is real.
Hallelujah.
10-year-old girl. I mean, that just, if that don't move you, man, get an EKG. Get something, get a defibrillator and wake up. Because, man, that is the power of the spirit of the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The living God that we serve. The loving God that we serve. You know, and stuff like that. You know, and then I had another good friend, Coach Al and his wife, you know, last minute. They said, I don't know if we're going. You know, local star. Right, you're going. I don't know. So last minute, we go. You know, I think he just did that to appease his beautiful bride, Charlene.
Amen.
Who, thank you for calling this morning, Charlene. But you know, they come and it's like, you know, local style. I was like, I don't like pay for parking. If we don't, honey, if we don't find street parking, we're gonna eat. I'm not saying that this is Coach Al, but I'm just saying that's what I would do.
No snacks.
You know, if I cannot find the parking, we ain't going in because you know I ain't gonna walk four blocks to go. I didn't even buy tickets yet. I gotta go spend money on tickets. So they find a parking stall on the street, right there by the Blaisdell.
Right there, boom.
So right now, God is at work already. They don't even know it, but God's got a plan because Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for hope and a future. So now they got the parking space. So he's kind of like, oh, I guess we got to go. I got the parking space, you know, kind of, you know, I'm not saying that was Coach Al, you know, I love you, my brother, but that's what I would be doing. It's like, yeah, let's go get a parking space. Kind of like one eye looking, the other guy, oh, when can we go Zippies? We got the parking stall, close the car, lock them up, head over to the box office, got to go buy two tickets. And you know what happens? God is in control of this boat.
Amen.
A lady comes up to them and says, let me bless you with these two
Jesus
tickets for free.
For free.
For free. So now
for
he got,
free.
He don't have to go Zippies. He can actually go maybe leaky now. He can upgrade. He can supersize that meal because he get plenty of cash now.
Amen.
You know, and we didn't take an offering, so he going to hold on to that cash. Hey, Coach Al, I know you. But love you, brother. So now check this out. They go into the arena and go, whoa, we got the parking stall. We got two tickets. Hey, the seat's not bad. And they sit not more than two seats away from a very dear friend who they haven't seen in over a year.
A long time.
It was a reunion.
Amen.
God is in control of this boat.
Only God.
Only God. And so going there, you know what's funny? You just got to show up.
That's right.
God's going to get up.
He'll take care of the rest.
You know, he's going to take care of the rest.
Amen.
He can't do a miracle if you're not there.
That's right.
You know, how could someone give them the tickets if he's home with the remote watching, ESPN? The lady not going to come to his door and say, hey, I know you live all the way out in Nyack. You like go to the concert because the Lord
exactly.
sent me catch the bus to come here, transfer, and give you. That ain't going to happen.
Do what you can do,
what you can do, and God's going to
do the rest.
You show up. Do Amen. What you can, and God's going to show up and do the rest. Because all he had to do was just show up with that car. God's going to open the parking stall. God gonna put the lady with the two free tickets, and God gonna put him next to one brother of his that he hasn't seen in a long time, just to make him comfortable to worship the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's how God is. You know, God's got a sense of humor. He's not going, oh brother, watch this. You think no more parking Tuesday? You coming down on our ward at about 6:30? Traffic, bro. I'm gonna bust open one stall and blow your mind.
Amen.
You know, and you just gotta open up a little bit. But
Amen.
You know it. Just a tremendous concert. It's just so great to see the body of Christ. And I, you know, my brothers and my sisters, my brethren, those of you that are on the other side of the fence, you know, I tell you all the time, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. And, you know, so many times there's people on the outside that might as well be locked up on the inside because they're locked up. But, you know, it's when we can put all of the doctrine aside. It's when we can put all of the personal agendas aside, when we can put all of the dogma aside, when we can just kind of get that religiosity and leave it at the door. You know what happens? You're talking pate for Jesus.
Amen.
You know, And it's just everybody's looking around the place, got the joy of the Lord on them. People, I mean, you talk about jumping. Oh, my goodness.
Just joy.
I'm glad that thing is pure built on joy. Concrete. We almost went sink on the Tuolo Basin with so much people. I saw Pastor Joe on the side behind me. I'm not sure if he was jumping, but if he was, Tanner is going to tell me about it pretty soon, Brother Tanner. But, you know, it's just when the joy of the Lord hits you. I mean, it's just people from all walks of life.
You can't contain it.
You know, Brother Glenn, so good seeing you out there. Prophet Amen. Nate, so good seeing you. Too many people to mention, you know, our beautiful family from Salem Media, you know, and Tiffany Thurston opened up. What a wonderful evening. But I'm telling you, we're working at Salem Media, bringing more concerts here to the people of Hawaii.
Thank you,
because
the fish.
It showed us last night. It started Sunday with Nick Vujicic down at the stadium. Over 8,000 people there. 3,100 answering the call of salvation. And last night with almost 6,000 people in the arena, because that's all the seats they had, because they're not going to sell you on junk seat. But just, you know, leaving that place with such, and you know, last night we checked out our Facebook. Oh, nobody could sleep. They was all up, putting up the pictures, putting up videos. Hey, I saw you. And it's just everybody excited. But, you know, I told Lynn last night as we were singing in unison with the thousands of people there. Honey, if this is heaven, I'm ready. When God needs me, I'm not scared. I'm just going to go. Cause
slice of heaven.
It was a slice of heaven because you're going to be singing. Now, you have to know this. When you go to heaven, you're going to be singing with the angels and the heavenlies with everyone else. It's going to be reverberating through the heavenlies.
Amen.
And last night, that's what the Blaisdell was like. You know, we're so blessed after that to meet and greet, you know, Chris Tomlin, and Crowder and Louis Giglio. You know these guys, they're regular people.
They don't
spend money in the wardrobe, okay? You're talking jeans, T-shirt, the buggy on denim jacket, and
lumberjack shirt.
And Crowder, he get his boots because he's stomping all over the place. He got anger management issues. He's Duck Dynasty. And the way he pounded that stage, I thought he was going to fall through a couple of times. But, you know, they have the joy of the Lord in them. And, you know, it's just like we asked them. You said, you know, you played in the U.S. Arab Emirates. You were in New Delhi, India. You were down in Singapore. This is your last stop for Passion 2014 before you go home. What do you think about Hawaii? First time they've been to Hawaii, they said, we're coming back. Said,
Amen.
Unbelievable. As an entertainer, if you've ever been an entertainer, you know how that energy is when it's so electric from the crowd. You just feed off of that. I'm telling you, Chris Tomlin, and he's a skinny boy, okay? He's a good boy, skinny boy. But he probably lost 5 to 10 pounds by the way that boy was jumping last night.
He was jumping. His knees were all the way up to his chest. I mean,
You know, it was cool. Oh. It was cool. They had the lights. They had the smoke action going.
Oh, man.
And they had the big screens with the words so you could actually sing and act like you knew what you was doing, but you're just reading.
I mean, if you can't see, you know.
Oh, even Alameda could have seen that. Stevie Wonder would have seen those screens last night. But, you know, just the joy of the Lord. So my brothers and my sisters, it's just a word of encouragement, you know, that I just wanted to share with you. And, you know, it was something that Louis Giglio, I want to try and just share that in the brief 10 minutes we have here. And it's a story that I've shared in the prisons many times with you. And I know you've heard it many times. It's the parable of the lost son. So we know that the younger son, I'm just going to fast forward because I want to get to a point where we can all focus, where I want to just share why God's grace is sufficient. Amen. I want to share with you why God's grace is greater than anything you have right now.
Amen.
And if you don't have God's grace, this is the time, this is the place. If not now, when? If not you, then who? And if not there, then where?
That's
okay,
right.
So we're just going to get real with that. But you see, the story about the parable of the lost son, we had the younger son who wanted all of his estate from the dad. Well, the dad hadn't passed, and he wanted the inheritance. Anyway, let's fast forward that. Dad gave him everything. The boy went away, blew all the money, was in a land far away. And then, you know, God has a sense of humor. Not the fact that he created me and you guys laugh at me when I come in to share the good word of Jesus Christ. Because I'm a funny looking Hawaiian, Chinese, Japanese, howly guy. 300 pounds in a ball of head.
He's a mutt.
But I come. Yeah, I'm a mutt. I'm a boy dog. Rough world out there. But, you know, my brothers and my sisters, you know. So, brother boy, riotous living. You know, when I talk about riotous living, yeah, just let your mind go everywhere. He was partying. Put all the bars, you know, put them in one place. He was there. And so he lost everything, no more money. And now he figured, hey, now that I lost all my money, maybe I can go steal mangoes, a couple avocados. I can live off the land.
Oh,
hello.
No way.
God created a famine on the entire land. No more fruits, no more vegetables, no more nothing for eat.
Nothing.
So now, hello, Jewish boy, used to be the herder. All of a sudden, he gets hired to take care of the pigs. What's wrong with that picture? This is a story that Jesus was uttering to the Pharisees and the scribes and telling them about the parable of the lost son, the prodigal son. But you see what happened here it was at that point where he was sitting there with the pigs telling himself, whoa, how come? When he came to his senses, in verse 17 in Luke chapter 15, it says, when he finally came to his senses. But in the Jesus book, it says, then he wised up and think, hey, how come? But you see, what happened is he began to realize he was at the bottom of the barrel.
He was
at the end of his rope.
He was
hit rock bottom, and he decided and he realized who the rock was.
Amen.
He decided to formulate that apology that he was going to have to give to his dad, saying, Dad, I'm not good enough for be your boy. I like be one servant, make some money, pay you back, and then maybe consider me as your son. But don't call me your son. I'm not worthy. He had rehearsed his apology. But you see, where we're trying to get to real quickly here is we're trying to get to verse 22, or actually verse 20. And it says in verse 20, it says, so he returned home to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Okay, wait, we're going to jump to the Jesus book because I like that one better. Okay, it says, then he would leave the place and go to his father. He's still far from the house when his father went Spock him. That means he looking.
Saw him.
His father's heart filled with pity, and he run. He hug his boy, kiss his boy. The boy said, Pops, I would do bad kind things against God in the sky and against you. I'm not good enough to even be your son. But the father would tell the worker guys, get over here quick. Hurry up right now. Get one robe. The best robe we got. Put him on top of it. Get the ring. Put the ring on top of his finger. And shoes. Put some shoes on top of his cocky feet.
He'll stink.
You know that. Go get the bestest young cow. Go kill him. We're going to make him Connie Capilla tonight. We're going to eat, dance, and sing. Because this is my boy. Just like he went Make, but now he come back alive.
Hallelujah.
He was lost, but now we find him. And they would make one party.
Amen.
You see, that's where I want to be right now with each and every one of you, my brothers and my sisters, whether you're a brother or a sister in Christ, or you're just sitting there at the edge of your bunk or your bed looking out that window to that star and that moon out there. How does this apply to me? What are you talking about, Pastor Bula? I'm talking about grace right here. You see, because, you know, you got to figure, when the boy came over the top of his hill, his dad had just, you know, how you look for your kids, and all of a sudden you see the top of the head right over the crest of the hill. Now, in those days, a man of the father's stature, he doesn't run for anything.
That's right.
So now the boy sees the dad running at him at one fast pace, the father grabbing his rope so no trip. He looked like he's all discombobulated. He's all boss up. But the boy going, oh, wow, my dad going to scrap right here with me. He's not even letting me get to the house.
Yeah.
He's going to scrap me right here. The boy is all worried. He's trying to practice his apology. Oh, Dad, I'm not good enough to be your son. Dad, I'm not going to be your son. I just like being a slave. I like being a slave. Dad, I like being a slave. He's trying to practice this. And he sees his dad running up to him. And he goes, oh, I'm going to get cracks. I cannot believe he's running at me like that. He never run for nothing. He don't even run for dinner. And the father's running at him. And he's kind of like flopping all over the place, holding the rope so he don't fall down. Boom, he cracked the son one time. Hug him right there. And the boy's trying to practice his apology so he get him down right. And the dad is hugging him. The dad is kissing him. And you see right there when the boy thought his world was going to come to a brutal end and he was going to get cracks from his father, that is when grace stepped in the door, because it was his father's grace that embraced him. It was his father's grace that kissed him. It was his father's grace that was loving on him. Amen? Because there's no place that's so deep that grace is not deeper than that.
Amen.
There's no mountain you've got to go over that grace is not taller than that mountain. There's no ocean in front of you that is farther than the grace that extends from Jesus Christ,
Father.
Our Father, our loving Father and Savior. Hallelujah. You see, what that is a definition of is that was the grace. Yeah, the dad could have made fun of him. Yeah, the dad could have been her boot. But no, the dad had grace. The dad had so much excess of grace. It overwhelmed his son. See, the son was confused because he didn't know what to think. And he said, Dad, what you doing? And the dad is, no, get me the robe. I want the best robe. This is my boy. Get me that ring. Put the ring on his finger so they know he's my boy. And get those shoes on his boy's feet because they get cocky old feet. And get that fat cow over there. We're going to kill him. We're going to eat him tonight. We're going to party. I thought my boy was dead, but he's alive. He was lost, but now he's found. You see, that's grace. Grace is when it comes in such abundance that you just don't know what to do. And that's the same. Same grace that God has for each and every one
Amen.
Of us.
Thank you,
no
Jesus.
Matter what you've done, God's grace is greater than the sin
Hallelujah.
You have committed. Whatever you thought, God's grace is greater than the thought in your mind. Whatever you said, God's grace is greater than the words that have come out of your mouth. Don't make it so complicated. It's very easy.
Amen.
Jesus died on the cross for your sin. God loves us. Get into the program. That's it. in a nutshell. It doesn't matter how many times you got to talk about this, how many things you've got to say. This boy had the confession of his life ready. He practiced that confession walking all the way home from a land far off. But, you know, it didn't matter what he was practicing.
Hallelujah.
Because grace was going to meet him.
Preach it.
Grace was going to come and embrace him. It doesn't matter what you're going to do, because when grace hits you, you got nothing to do but drop to your knees and praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Buddha.
Amen. Because what happens is when grace comes, you know that it's nothing of what you did, but it's of what God did for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Because when grace comes into your life, all you can do is weep. All you can do is cry, because you know you are not worthy of that grace. But we make it so complicated. We make it so difficult. Get the religiosity out of the door. Know that Jesus loves you.
Yes.
Jesus is looking for you. You are dead in your tracks right now. But with Jesus, you have life, and you have life for eternity. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. I put my son on that cross to die for your sins. Your debt was paid in full, said God above.
Hallelujah.
And all you do is say, I'm sorry. I need a savior. Change my life. I know you came to die for my sins and rose on a third day. Just say you need Jesus. He'll come into your life.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to say that your life has come perfect or that your life will turn around, but I know it's going to get better, because mine got better. There's no such thing as a bad testimony. If there's such a thing as a bad testimony, get in touch with me. I'm going to have to help you get saved again, because that's the saving power, the love of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You see, that boy didn't expect that from his father. See, a lot of times we don't expect what God's going to do in our life because we don't think we're worthy. Do you forget who your father is? Do you know who you image you're made in the likeness thereof?
Who's your
dad? We come from the dirt. We're going to go back to the dirt. But in between, we're going to be all right.
Yes,
we're going to be all right if you hang up with your father, if you hang out with your daddy
Thank
in heaven.
You, daddy.
Hallelujah. You see, what I want you to get tonight, my brothers and sisters, is that grace is in abundance from our Father in heaven. It doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter who you did. It doesn't matter when you did it or where you did it, because grace is greater than all of that you've ever done, thought, said, or will do in your life. He is the great I am. He's not the great I was. He's the great I am, who was and is to come. Because you see, when Jesus was on the cross, he said, it is finished. He didn't say, I'm finished. He said, it is finished. He was only getting started.
Hallelujah.
You know, I just want to thank all of you for tuning in tonight. You know, that was a freight train out of control coming around the corner.
Hallelujah.
But we praise the name of Jesus,
yes,
you know.
Yes, we do.
We are all the prodigal son or the prodigal daughter. We're all so worried about what's going to happen when we go home. They're going to judge us. They're going to talk about us. Oh, we messed up. I messed up so much, I can't even remember how many times I messed up. But I know I messed up, and it's by the mercy and grace of Jesus Christ that I'm here today.
Yes.
And it's by his love that I'm able to share his love to each and every one
yes,
of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't make it difficult. Don't get it all confused. Each and every one of us need a Savior. And I tell you once again, if not now, then when? If not there, then where? And if not you, then who? You know, the one thing we have to be so thankful for is a loving Father in heaven. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The one thing we have to be thankful for is ministers and preachers and volunteers that come into the prisons to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I lift each and every one of them up in prayer. But my brothers and sisters, what you waiting for? Enough already. Enough. You're too blessed to be stressed. If you're tired of getting messed up, come on and meet me, man. Let's get blessed up.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.